Good morning, friends, and welcome to Bible Points, production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. You know what's imperative? We only have one soul. It's the soul that God gave to us at our creation. So it's imperative that we take care of that soul, because according to Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7, when we pass, our bodies will return to the dust from the ground from which it came, and then our soul will return to God who created it. God owns all souls. He owns your soul. He owns my soul. Every person on this earth, their soul belongs to God, because God gave everybody a soul. A soul is that which is who we really are. We are a soul first, just happen to be encased by flesh for just a little while, and then after that, the flesh falls away, the body dies, but our soul continues to live on. And that's the real us. That's who we are as God created us. So as we go through life, we experience different things, obviously. We experience some good things and we experience some bad things. Now, the bad things that we experience are often the sins of the world that come our way. When people curse at us, well, that's a sin that comes our way. Then it affects our soul. It affects our spirit, the thing that God gave us. And so we could reply in kind, and we could curse back at the guy or the person who has given us the what for. But that's not what God wants. And so we have to live a different life. If we want to claim to be Christian, we're going to have to be different than what the world is doing. So we can't look like the world. We can't act like the world. We have to be Christians in truth and in sincerity. So as we live our lives, we have to choose, are we going to live like the world, or are we going to live the way that Jesus wants us to live? The way that Jesus wants us to live is the way that we're going to get to heaven. We have to accept God's terms of acceptance, his terms of salvation. We have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. John 8, verse 24. We have to repent of our sins. Luke 13 and verse 3. We have to confess Jesus in front of people, publicly confess that Jesus is the Son of God and Lord. Matthew 10, verse 32. Then there's baptism. And I know that people always fuss, oh, no, you don't have to be baptized to be saved. That's an action you can't be. Well, that's not what Jesus said. I'm just telling you, folks. I'm just telling you straight out. Jesus said, those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. If you don't believe, you're going to hell. It's just as simple as that. That's Mark 16 and verse 16. Matthew 28 says very much the same sort of thing. Acts 2:38. There are just so many different places in Scripture that talk about the fact that baptism is a part of salvation. Did you know in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, that just like Christ was buried, and that we are buried. And the only reason that we're buried is because we die. We die to the old self of sin. We're dying to our old man. And that just as Christ was raised, we too are raised in newness of life. And the only way that that happens is through baptism. Listen, friends, you can't rise to new life unless you've died, been buried, and raised like Jesus Christ. And the only way to do that, my friends, is in baptism. Go by and take a careful reading of Romans chapter 6, 3 through 5. So then our life has changed. We don't want to be conformed to this world. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so we study Scripture. We look at what God wants us to do. We endeavor to follow our Lord. If you love me, keep my commandments, he said, John 14 and verse 15. So here we are, we're living our life, and in every day, we need to nurture our soul. We need to take care of our soul. Once again, it's the only one that we have. So, in taking care of our soul, what we must do is partake of the word. We have to live out the word every day. Within that word, we get life, joy, patience, peace, comfort. We get just the fruit of the Spirit that's listed there in Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. There are many places. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and self-control, depending on the translation that you read. So, but that's what God does. He fills us. He nurtures our soul. But we have to go to Him. We have to go to the Word in order to be fulfilled, to be filled, to nurture our soul every day. Just like we need to take care of our bodies when we're sick and we go to the doc. Before we get sick, we ought to be taking preparation meds. And that is that we pay attention to what God has to say in the Bible, in the book. So when we do that, we are nurturing our soul every day. And you know what? At the end of times, you know where we're going to be? If we nurture our soul every day, we're going to go to heaven to be with our Father, our Lord, the Holy Spirit, the spirit beings that are there, the angels, our spiritual brethren, perhaps our loved ones who have been saved. So, there you go. That's today's message for nurturing our soul. We have to take care of our soul, my friends. Thanks for listening. This has been Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. You know you're always welcome. You're always welcome to attend our services. We begin Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study, 10:30 worship, and then again on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We are always glad to sit with you and visit with you and study the scriptures together. Now, we can do that by correspondence course. We can do that by email. We can do it by a Zoom meeting. Whatever, however you want to do it, we can make that happen for you if that's what you desire. Please let me know. My email is garland.churchofchrist@gmail.com. Thanks, friends. Have a great day. God's blessings be upon you.